In relationships, it is important to understand that the other person cannot fix your emotional problems. At best, they can support you as you uncover and process your own emotional history.
Hi! Hello! Pasok kayo! Wait, wait, pero welcome! Welcome to another episode!
Yes! Yes! Naka-record kami ng back-to-back.
go na. Ano bang magagawin natin na ngayon?
Okay. Ang pag-uusapan natin ay... Okay. Ito pala, may script tayo, girl. Okay.
Oh, ano ba? May script na eh.
Okay. Well, actually, over the years, kasi through the podcast, I've talked about love, marriage, motherhood, friendship, infidelity, self-love, di ba? But the episodes were never focused on heartbreaks.
Walk out na ako. Ayoko na.
Wala naman. Madamoy ito.
Isang line lang. Give up na.
Ayaw na agad. And yun nga. And yes, I say heartbreaks. Because heartbreaks, kasi nga, there are different kinds or maybe we can call it different severity, my gosh. Severity of a heartache. And... the things that I've mentioned, yung sabi ko kanina, love, marriage, motherhood, friendship, infidelity, self-love, they have something in common, and that is heartache. So, eto na, drum roll, please. On this
drum roll episode, yun!
Trumpeta yata yun. So, on this episode, pag-usapan natin ang lessons na natutunan ko from our recent heartaches or heartbreaks.
Ayoko po. ayaw agad.
Hindi pala nag-agree yung partner ko ngayon.
Ayaw pala. Eh kasi, hindi naman ako broken-hearted recently. Hindi naman kasi ako stressed right now. Wow!
Hindi ko may love life
speech. I don't feel any pressure right now. Sino may asawa sa ating dalawa? Ikaw, di ba?
Nalimutan.
Huwag mo akong kantiin dahil mas matindi yung sayo.
Oh my God. So yun
sige, sige. May kailangan kang i-share, di ba? Na educational show to eh. Batibot po ito.
yung batibot / Sesame Street ng adults. Ganyan. Before we go, yung sa mga makabagbagdamdami story naman ni Marga, I just wanna share this information. Actually, fact ito. Alam mo naman tayo sa show natin, Marga, well-researched tayo.
Yes!
Did you know that love has been shown to have a similar effect on the brain when we take certain drugs like cocaine, diba? A lot of our reward centers are lit up when we are happy in love. Kaya pala ganun yung, di ba, pag in love ka, ang saya-saya mo eh. Diba, like, lagi parang may hanger sa bibig na nangiti ka, di ba?
May hanger sa bibig. Oh. At saka may mga kilala ka talagang tao na addicted to love. Don't do drugs, ha? Drugs are bad. Pero you would always have people in your lives na parang never mo nakitang single sa buhay nila.
Oo.
Kasi they're addicted to the feeling of being in love.
Tama. Totoo. Alam mo, na-realize ko nga yan. May mga ganyan akong kakilala na parang kakatapos niya lang. Tapos meron na naman. Tapos ang sisaya niya na ulit. Mm-hmm. Diba? Medyo
Hi.
Upper pala ito. Actually, Anna Machen or Machen, who's an evolutionary anthropologist at the Department of Experimental Psychology sa Oxford University, she explained that one of the major neurochemicals na nag-enforce sa atin ng feeling ng love or being in love is called beta-endorphin. So, yeah. Like, yung katawan natin is on heroin, di ba? When you're with the person you're in love with, you are at quite high level of opiate or opium. Alam mo yung
yeah.
Araw, di ba? Opiate in your body, para kang high. So,
di ba? Kaya nga, di ba, when you're in love, you don't feel as tired. Yung mga usual na aches na nararamdaman mo on a daily, parang, lalo na pag-uusap mo yung tao na yun, parang nawawala yung mga...
Ramdam niya yung ngiti ni Marga habang nagsasalita.
Oo. Kumbaga po, para po siyang salon pass. Amoy salon pass.
Oh, my God. Oh, yung panibago endorser na to, Marga.
Ay, okay. salon pa. Sige naman.
Pantapan.
Sige na, papayag kami. Sige, para medyo mas lokal. Sige, Katingko. Sige, Katingko. Kasi naman, at the tender age of 27, we need Katingko na.
Ang sakit pero ng ulo.
Kasi endorphins nga, I have I still know a bit about from my medical days na endorphins, they really mask pain. They do.
Yeah.
'Di ba? Kaya ano nangyayari pag nawawala yung source ng love na yon, Roma? Ano ba nangyayari?
Kaya kapag ano, pag may break, ano ba, nag-break kayo, ang nai-experience nyo daw is sort of a shock, which is similar to opiate withdrawal. So parang ginigiyang, ganon. Yon ang explanation why daw a heartbreak is psychologically and also physically painful. So hindi ka nag-hallucinate na parang ang sakit nung, di ba masakit sa dibdib na parang it hurts. Mm. It's as if, ano, dalang-dala ko sinasabi ko. It's as if, parang nilalamukos yung dibdib mo, yung heart mo when you're going through a heartbreak. Diba?
Grabe.
Oo. Pero ito pa isang chismis. May isa pa chismis. Ayan. The past couple of years kasi, there's this idea. Siguro feeling ko, itong si Brian D. EARP yung last name niya, who's an associate director of the Yale Hastings Programs in Ethics and Health Policy at Yale University and Hastings Centers. Feeling ko sobrang badly heartbroken to kasi he has this idea of having an anti-love drugs. Kasi naniniwala siya na it's possible to chemically manipulate or i-manipulate yung emotions natin para daw mabawasan yung traumatic experience or effects ng heartbreak.
Ay, taray. Magkano po yan? Magkano? Nasa ano po ba yan? Nasa online shopping platform po ba yan? May ano po ba yan? May affiliate code po ba yung anti-love drug?
Magka-affiliate. Oh my God. Pero ikaw diba? Ba, do you like that idea? Do you think that's a good solution?
Well, for me naman kasi, if I think about it in medical terms, of course, in other countries, marijuana, which is, you know, a hallucinogen, is considered legal in some countries. Pero dito, hindi. Dito sa Pinas, hindi talaga. So, you have to consider it from a medical standpoint. If the reason to take the drug is to prevent further harm to a patient, let's say person has suicidal ideation because of heartbreaks, which happens, diba? Yeah. Sobrang lugmok.
Mm-hmm.
If this drug can help them cancel out that emotion, that feeling, of course, I would be all for it. Pero diba, like everything else, like any emotion, if you go to therapy, which I do, if you go to therapy and you learn how to process your emotions healthily, these are things that should not be fixed by just any drug, diba?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a healthy way for you to process emotions, you should do that. Because at the end of that, you would only know na ikaw lang naman yung makakabago talaga, diba? Pero why not? Kung ano naman, kung makakatulong, tapos medically, ethically, okay siya.
Yeah, basta okay. Hindi lang siya available sa Mercury drug, ganun.
Hindi pa, diba? Hindi pa siya available. Sa ano pa lang siya? Sa South Star? Sa South Star?
Mas legendary version din siya, girl.
Hindi pa siya FDA approved. Pero interesting yun ah. Itong ano bang ginawa kay Sir Brian?
Feeling ko talaga na hurt si Sir. Oo. Pero totoo yun, I wanna agree. I really agree with what you said. Kasi nga daw, may mga tao din na kapag daw na in love, ibang level din sila ma-in love. So, hindi tayo pare-pareho kung paano ma-in love, diba? Kasi may iba na sobrang ramdam na ramdam nila. Like you said, may mga taong sobrang high, laging in love. They have right. That feeling of being in love. And maybe that's why minsan, baka lang in the future, makatulong if ever this anti-love drug will be approved or it will be available, diba? But of course, we'll see. Kasi hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin yata, parang hindi pa rin yata siya inilalabas.
Or hindi pa siya, hindi pa siya fit for human consumption.
Yeah, kasi when I checked it yung paper nila is around 2020 pa. So it's been 3 years, wala pa namang update doon. Pero yun ay, nga.
Diba siya bigyan po namin kayo ng update sa paper na ito in the next episode. Ay, yun naman po kami ng update, Dr. Perp, AR, ewan ko ba? Ano bang pronunciation po ng name ninyo?
Oo.
Pero so, ito, syempre, go ahead. Hindi kasi, since we are talking about heartbreak and again, at the tender age of 27, we've learned a lot.
I know, right?
Maintain na maintain yung 27!
Baka makalimutan diba? Nila kasi, girl, the 27 tayo.
Pero ano, we have to find out, what did you learn from your past or recent heartbreaks ba? Diba? Ikaw, you're married now, Roma, so I'm sure it's been a journey.
Yeah. Well, ano
ba natutunan?
Ako talaga. O sige, una lang.
Dalawa tayo eh. Dalawa tayo. Sino ko usapin natin? Kung may pangatlo, tatakbo na ako kasi hindi ko alam na may pangatlong ano, coach.
May isa pa palang party, no?
Oo.
Okay, I want to start by saying, how about that? Okay, so the past year, actually, Marga, was hard for my personal relationships. And, I mean, heartbreaks on different levels talaga. So, as I was writing this episode, I had to go back to what happened, right? So, my answer to this will be in 3 points. So, number one, first, I want to highlight that your continuous work on your self-awareness, understanding yourself, meeting yourself, you may not notice yung benefits niya at first or right away, but that hard work that you do will pay off because the moment life slaps you with pain, you will be surprised on how you're handling it differently kesa before. And so that's my first point, that working on yourself will strengthen you in facing challenges. So that's self-love. Yun yung natutunan ko sa aking recent heartbreaks.
Taray. At dahil po dyan, tapos na yung episode. At sige, ano? O second.
May pa-enumeration si Ateng mo. The second one, a person will go through more than one marriage in their lifetime. It may be with the same person, or for some, it may be with a different person. Kasi diba may mga nagde-divorce, may mga naghihiwalay, may bagong nagiging asawa. But at this point, I can say that I am already on my second marriage. I'm already on my second marriage with the same person. Because us, 10 years ago, is totally different from us or who we are right now. Kasi before, Marga, I thought na isa sa mga sikreto ng long-lasting relationship, sabi nila, huwag ka daw magbago. Yung kung ano yung ginagawa mo when you were starting, ganun pa din yung gagawin mo hanggang sa dulo. But then I realized, hindi pala. Hindi pala ganun. Parang
hindi naman realistic.
Yeah, oo. Kasi diba, individually, nagbabago ka eh. You're growing. We change, we evolve. The way we live changes. And so those will have an effect on our relationship sa ibang tao. Eh, hindi lang to sa marriage, but it's also for my friends, for my family, for the people I work with, diba? So if you accept yung idea na sinabi ko kanina na a person will go through more than one marriage in their lifetime, you are giving yourself and your relationship that space for growth. So, hindi ka lang napipin down dun sa concept na, ah, hindi ka dapat magbago. May mga pagbabago na kailangan mo eh. So, that's a game changer for me. Na parang, oh, nga no. Parang kasi, di ba, ah, hindi, isang marriage lang ako, isang relationship lang ako, di ba? That's the second.
Ang deep naman nung drama.
So, nasa talaga to, sis. Huwag ka umiyak, naiyak ka ba? Decharing.
Naramdaman ko yung kulangot umiipon sa sinasabi mo. Yung nosebleed ko, ganun eh. Nag-form na ng blood clot.
Oh my God.
Ito, sige, what's the third? May third pa ba?
Oh, ito yung third. Ito na yung huli. makinig kang mabuti, that when the person we love fucks us up, you have to understand na hindi mo responsibilidad to clean up after them. Because again, pag mahal mo yung involved, ang instinct na nagkikick in kasi sa atin is, what can we do? Ano bang pwede kong gawin? Paano ko i-repair to? How do I make it right? Na kahit minsan kasi, ikaw naman yung nasaktan, ikaw yung sinaktan. Eh bakit ikaw yung gagawa ng paraan kung paano siya maging okay, diba? Kasi in our minds, hindi kasi relasyon ko to eh. Kailangan kong ayusin. One of the kindest things that you can do is to let them figure out things on their own.
Yeah.
Kasi may mga bagay na hindi mo naman kayang magawa eh. Kasi may limitation ka din. So for example, what if they needed a professional help? Hindi ka naman professional sa, alam mo yun, hindi ka mental health provider. For example, it's a mental health problem. So you have to know kung saan ka rin titigil. Hindi mo kailangang kargahin lahat. Kasi hindi, ikaw mismo, hindi mo nga alam kung ano nangyayari. Parang biglang nangyari. Tapos, okay, ito gagawin ko, ito gagawin ko. Dito ko rin na-gets yung quote na sinasabi nila na you cannot change someone by loving them harder. For me, it made sense. Especially the past year. Kasi regardless if it's romantic relationship or family, you have to address the problem like adults, no mature, alam mo yun? Because the best way for them to learn from their mistake is to figure it out, work on it, and pwede ka naman pa rin sumuporta. Pero minsan may mga problema, ang standby ka lang, moral support ka lang. Kasi yun lang ang right. Pwede eh, di ba? And you have to do it. And ang hirap mag-let go, Marga, as in. Yun. Yun yung tatlong natutunan ko.
Napagod ako. Ayoko na magsalita.
Tahimik lang ako sa umpisa.
Ay, di mo ko pilitin. Uy, Madam Tony, baka naman. Tony, ano? Tony Fowler, hindi isang Tony na.
Yung ano?
Hindi yung isang yun. Oh my gosh. Alam, ito kasi, to what you said, I always hear the words that in a marriage, you have to choose to love every day. It's not about loving every day. It's choosing to love every day. But it's also about letting that other person realize for themselves that they want to improve. Kasi I'm sure it's the most painful thing to watch someone you love struggle alone. Diba? Yeah. Pero sometimes you have to let them get over that. Alam mo yun, if they need to jump off that cliff, metaphorically, not literally, if you need to let them jump off para they can find a way to fly on their own, you have to. It's the most painful thing. Diba? Which can also be a way to evaluate your dating life. Diba? Kasi no matter how much you like someone, no matter how much you love someone and want to be part of their lives, if it's not really in the cards and you've seen actions that it's not really for you, you're not that person to them, you have to learn to let go. Oh yes. My God!
Ang hirap, girl.
Dapat ang isasagot ko lang is huwag ka lang magsuswipe right dun sa hindi profile picture ang nakalagay.
Pero totoo, ang hirap mag-let go, especially if, kasi ang iniisip mo, whether you are dating, for example, this is a potential relationship, what if it's the one, pinakawalan ko, may mga ganong tanong sa'yo. And then, right. for married couple naman, nandun yung stress na, oh my God, what will people say, you know?
When two of you.
Yeah.
Kasi endgame na kayo pag marriage eh. Yes. Diba? Yun yung iniisip, endgame na kayo. Eh.
Mm-hmm. But then, at the end of it, it's you and your partner. Relasyon nyo yun. So, before na hindi ako married, talagang sabi ko, ano lang siya, black and white, ganyan. Then I realized hindi pala ganun. Because going back to what you said na, you choose to love every day. Yes, you choose to love, pero yung language or the way you express your love is it's different. Iba-iba yung iba-ibang ways. Hindi lang siya yung I'll stand by you no matter what. I'll stick with you no matter what. Kasi minsan mamaya basura naman ang tingin sa iyo.
Basura ang trato sa iyo.
Oo, pag mamahal, di ba?
Do you choose to love? Do you choose that kind of love? Every day, you have to choose that. Diba? Eto, may isi-share ako. So, meron akong rabbit hole na napasukan kaninang umaga. I saw this on TikTok. There's this page on Facebook. Mga video ng nahuling may kabit. Mm. It's a Facebook page.
Oh my God. Mga bentang-bentang yes, yan sa atin, girl.
Oo nga. So, it's a page filled with videos of people getting caught cheating. And it's a local page. So, puro mga video ng Pinoy. And as I was watching it, there were some that were really heartbreaking. Na there was this one video na yung nanay, kasama niya anak niya yung nag-video. Tapos, she was forcing a door open. I think nandun yung asawa niya and the person na he's cheating on her with. Tapos, this woman deliberately destroyed the bottom part of the door with her slippers. Talagang gumamit siya ng martilyo until binuksan. So, nung binuksan na, nag-away na. So, sabunutan na. Ganun, sabong. Di ba parang parang nakakatawa
pala si ate, no?
Oo. Alam mo, nung pinapanood ko, Yushana was sa akin yung pinto sa ilalim. Sabi ko, mama, ang lakas mo naman. Kasi pinto yan, kahit sabihin mong plywood yan. Ang sakit niyang sipain. Pero she was really kicking it with all her might. Tapos it was really sad kasi first, anak niya yung nagbe-video. So imagine the pain of seeing your mom, seeing your mom break down in front of your dad. Tapos yung dad, pinoprotektahan yung mistress.
Mm-hmm.
There was even a point in the video, ito yung video na hindi masyadong entertaining. I felt really sad kasi sabi nung anak, nung nagsasabunutan na yung tatay at saka yung nanay niya, sabi niya, patama na, buntis si mama.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh. After niyan nilipat ko na 'yung video, doon ako sa isa na naghihilaan sa tricycle. Doon ako sa isa na
yun pala.
'Yung naghihilaan sa tricycle, talaga sinasabi, PI mo, tas there's another one sa may gitna ng green belt. Oh my god, sa gitna ng green belt. Konyo pa 'yung sigawan nila. Stop packing my boyfriend, ganon. Tapos sinabunutan niya yung mistress, di ba? Sa gitna ng green belt, yung garden area, yung malapit sa simbahan. Yeah. Doon sa... Sabunot siya, di ba? Si ate girl na mistress, anemic daw siya. Biglang habang sinasabunutan siya,
matulog
siya ng kote girl. Baksak siya, himatay siya.
Oh my God, na-jimatay.
Na-jimatay siya. So si ate girl na nakonyo, sabi niya, magkano bayad niya sa'yo? 10K ka ba? 10K ka? So, PI mo. Stop fucking my boyfriend. Ganun. Pa-walk out na si ate girl na social. Biglang si anemic tayo siya slide. Sabi niya, we're not done yet. Yun!
Nagawa ako sa tayo si anemic.
I'll send you the link mamaya sa page. Alam mo, meron siyang parts na stressful kasi parang sabi mo, ano ba tong lalaking to? Mukhang munggo siya. Pinag-aagawan niyo. Seryoso ba kayo?
Yung isa pa man sa harapan niya. Mukhang siya pa sa harapan niya. Tapos ganun. My God.
Yung isa pa sa harapan ng Angel's Burger. Diba? Alam mo, when I was, yung kapatid ko, nanaloka siya, ba't ko daw pinapanood, diba? Tapos sabi ko kasi, it's so entertaining. Same as why I like true crime podcasts and content. There is this certain fascination about people hurting each other.
Human behavior. The behavior of people, diba? When they caught something in public.
Oo, grabe talaga yun. Tapos parang sabi ko, thank God I never had to experience that. And I hope to never experience that. So nananawagan ako dun sa kalandian ko ngayon. Huwag mo tong gagawin sa akin. Kasi nag-workout ako, mas kaya kong manira ng more than ng pinto.
Fair may threat warning.
Po to. Isi-send ko po tong recording sa kanya mamaya. Pero kasi what I learned was that in my relatively short experience in dating, I don't have a lot of experience under my belt because I'm only 27.
We're just 27. I we're just full of wisdom.
Yeah, ganun talaga. Kakanood ko ng Grey's Anatomy. Charot ka! Love me, choose me.
Take me!
Take me, di ba? Take me, choose me, love me. That charot, hindi yun. What I learned is that instead of cheating on someone, instead of, you know, ghosting someone, it's still better to tie up loose ends. Especially in the last, especially with the last person I dated before the relationship I'm in now. I go to therapy for this, by the way. My dating makes me go to therapy. You have to. And other human experiences. So one thing that I learned in therapy is that I always need to recognize when I need to get out of a relationship. And according sa therapist ko, mabilis naman daw ako makarecognize. Maybe that's why a lot of the relationships I had were quite short-lived. Not because I didn't want to work with them on this relationship, but it's because ang relationship, I can work on us. I can work on us.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? But I can never work on you. Same as what you said.
True.
Diba? Tayo, kunyari, we have certain disagreements or there are expectations we need to set with each other. If I need to make more time for you, that I can work on. Pero you as a person, where you are in your career, where you are in terms of your emotional maturity, it's not my job to fix that. So if I know,
yes,
if I know na hindi na yun mangyayari, ako na mismo ang bumibitaw. Diba? Hindi na po ako kakanta ng kanta ni Sherin Regis na gusto ko nang bumitaw. Hindi po, bumitaw na ako. Umuna na akong bumirit at bumitaw.
Sabi ni Margie, una na ako, be.
O, una na. Ma'am, siya una na ako. Naka-flash pass. Diba? And I really learned that with the people I dated.
Pero,
mahirap kasi eh.
True. Pero alam mo, gusto ko yung sinabi mo na you prefer to tie loose ends. Kasi ganyan din ako.
Hmm.
Kasi I've been hearing na, ano, you know what, you don't have to have closure with everyone. Parang sinasabi nila na, hindi daw dapat laging may closure. Because some people, especially those who hurt you daw, some of them, they don't deserve that closure. But for me, the closure is for me, for myself. Kasi,
exactly.
Kasi, parang sa akin, kumbaga, at least alam ko tapos na. Wala na akong responsibility. Wala akong like a shadow haunting me. Or when we see each other in the next 5 years, some all, I can just walk with my head up high na hindi ko sinasabi, ito yung ex ko na hindi ko pinakitaan. Ayoko nang ganun eh. Siguro kasi because my parents were separated and there was never like a proper talk between them na parang basta umalis na lang yung tatay ko, ganyan. So parang ako, since ganun yung kinalakihan ko, gusto ko maayos yung relationship ko. At least kahit man mag-end siya. Parang, sarado na natin po.
For me naman, totoo naman yun. First is, I think for our, for the people who are listening to us, you also have to figure out what is the meaning of closure to you. Is it like an actual conversation between the two of you to know why it didn't work out? Is it you telling that other person why you're leaving the relationship? Or is it you knowing from the person themselves why they decided to end? You have to know what it means to you. And closure doesn't always involve the other party. Like what you said, diba? It closure should always be for you, not because you want to fix the relationship pa. If it can be fixed, of course there will be a way to fix it. I'm sure there should be. If it's in the stars. Pero it should ultimately be for your own peace of mind. And I tell this story because sobrang nakakatawa na I'm not petty at all about it. Pero I realized with the last person I dated who didn't really regard me that well. I felt very neglected by that person. And that's why I decided to date someone else. So, I always have this agreement with the person I'm dating. Na kung ayaw mo na sa akin, you have to let me know. Don't cheat on me. Don't ghost me. Diba? Just tell me na you want to end it. And that's always been my MO. That's always been my method. Na if I want to leave the relationship, I will. And I will tell you. Ganun ako. Pero in the last one, because I felt like I was being strung along by this person, ako na yung nag-take ng initiative. So,
na parang obvious naman eh. Nararamdaman ko ayaw mo lang magsabi. Eh, parang ganun.
Diba? Or this person is probably keeping me around for other purposes, which I do not deserve because I deserve someone who's wholeheartedly there. Diba? Matching the energy or at least be respected for your energy. And I have felt that sometimes in the guys that I dated na I feel like they're keeping me around because they like the idea of me being entertaining in their lives. Pero it's not them considering me an important part of their lives. So, ekis tayo doon.
Pero what if, Marga, you want, for example, in a relationship, have you had a relationship na you are tying
delusional?
Kau yung nakikipaghiwalay pero siya yung ayaw. Yeah.
That happened.
So what did you do?
I really told this person kasi parang mahilig kasi ako sa deadline. Mahilig ako sa deadline. I consider may shelf life ako. May shelf life ako sa dating, sa relationships. So, I know that that might be expecting too much of someone. But then again, if you've already told them, and this was probably me still being immature in dating, and you know, tanga naman tayo pagdating sa love talaga. But I was expecting this person to be better. So, by the time na nag-expire na yung deadline, I really broke up with that person. When I broke up with them, it was in person. I didn't want to do it over the phone. I really told them na, I want to break up after this. Yun. At first, I don't think they believed it. The next day, they try. The next day, they pretended as if nothing happened. Sabi ko, break na po tayo.
Oh, I hate
break
that.
Break na po tayo what
I
happened.
Hate that.
And you know what happened when I called them out on it? No, we're done. We broke up na kahapon. So this person said something na really cemented the idea why I broke up with them in the first place. So this person said, after I mentioned that, break na tayo, di ba? We agreed on it yesterday. So ang sabi niya sa akin, reply niya was, hindi naman ako agree na nakikipag-break ako sa'yo, sabi niya. Hindi naman daw siya nag-agree. Wait lang, hold on. Hold on to the rain. Sabi niya, kaya kailangan mong magpapayat kasi hina-high blood ka. Magpapayat ka na nga, mag-reduce ka na nga kasi high blood ka lagi. God. After that, that was really it. And ako, pwede akong tumala kung gusto ko, madaldal ako. I can be very blunt and pointed when I want to. Pero instead of reacting with anger, I just told him na, hindi ko kinall out yung sinabi niya. Sabi ko na lang, if this is how you treat people who care about you, I hope you find someone who deserves you. Ganun na lang. Please don't call me again. That person kept on calling me kasi na-block ko na sila sa lahat. Pero that person kept on calling me for several months. Mas matagal pa yung pagtawag niya sa akin kaysa sa actual relationship namin.
Oh my God. So naghahabol pala talaga siya.
Naghahabol siya. Pero I think naghahabol siya because of the comfort he felt with me. I did learn din. This is something that people have to realize na love won't keep us alive. Love won't keep us alive. Although the song says
no. That's bullshit, no.
In a relationship, there shouldn't be a power dynamic. But in a relationship, you should feel that both of you are supported. Emotionally, physically, financially, especially kung matandaan na kayong dalawa. Kung patwitams, bagets pa, high school, ganun. Carry pa yung pareho kayong walang pera or medyo mas may angat na isa. Pero pag pareho na kayong lagpas 27 na, 27 or at 27.
Yeah. Edad natin, diba? Yan. Flourishing at 27. Naknanto akong flourishing at 27 yan.
You have to understand, diba, if you're someone na talagang economically, financially, malayong-malayo kayo, kailangan maintindihan mo na someone would really have to carry the relationship financially for a while. Pero you also have to feel na you wouldn't be alone in that journey. Na hindi lang ikaw. Dapat nakikita mo din sa partner mo, especially if you're deciding to date this person long term, kailangan nakikita mo din na nagme-make siya ng effort. So, I learned a lot from that experience about the type of person that I would date, na at least alam kong kaya niya yung sarili niya financially. Yun, that was one of the biggest things I learned from it. And also, I think a lot of the relationships I had did not work because maybe I had an idea, very Charlotte from Sex and the City, maybe there's an idea that I'm pushing onto them. And that's why I would end up getting disappointed all the time because I would meet someone, they feel ideal to me, but that ideal in my head might not match them as a real person. So, I also had to recalibrate my heart and my brain to accept na just because you like someone doesn't mean you will like them all the time. Kasi they can be annoying too. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be able to know when it's okay, when it's something to talk about. Diba? Yun. Ang dami pa. My gosh. You would also learn that people with certain political beliefs, if they're vastly different from yours.
Alam mo, it matters, yung political belief, ha?
And it is.
Kasi kami kasi alam mo, di syempre, di ba, with the recent elections. So, ang daming opposite. Tapos, di ba may na-feature na mag-asawa, magkaiba sila ng sinusupport. Mm. Ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, tinanong ko yung husband ko, do you think, like, if we're dating, tapos, I like this candidate. Tapos, ikaw, you like a certain candidate. Tapos, sabi niya, yeah, most likely, hindi ko. For me, sabi niya, it's a flag. Parang, it can be a red flag or a green flag sa dating. Because, yung candidate na pinili mo, it represents what you believe
in. It represents your personality.
It's not about you. Yes.
Imagine, you're a woman, you're a straight woman, and you want to date men. But the man you're dating supports political candidates who are misogynistic, who are homophobic, diba?
Yeah.
If you are gonna date that person, you might have to think how this person would treat you and possibly your future children if they follow leaders like that. So, naging filter ko din yun sa dating.
Ang dami mong natutunan. Oh. Sabi mo, wala kang masashare. Ang dami mo.
Hindi kasi,
diba?
Yung sa'yo kasi, ang lalim, Roma. Diba? Pero,
hindi. Girl, malalim din yung sa'yo. Alam mo, that's the thing. That's why I keep telling even my friends, especially yung mga nakikilala ko, na sabi ko sa kanila, you should try dating because as you date, you learn what you want.
And you learn so many things about yourself.
Yeah.
Yun nga, speaking of, closure, what we had earlier. The last person I dated, I really sent them a message. Not a call, I really sent them a message. Kasi I think they realized na, oy, hindi ko na siya hinahabol. I wasn't chasing after that person anymore. And for like a month and a half, I wasn't anymore. Kasi sabi ko, okay, ayaw mo naman. Pero when I did meet someone new that I really liked, I did send that person a message. So I told him na, hey, I'm letting you know, just like what we talked about before, that I met someone new and I'm really happy in this relationship with him and I want to focus on this with him. So I wish you the best and good luck. Ganun lang sinabi ko. Alam mo, when I sent that message, this person wouldn't reply to me for like 3 days, a week. He will not reply to my messages. He would wait days to reply to me. Girl, the moment I sent that, within an hour, may sagot na si sir. Sabi niya, hey, I'm happy for you. Ganon. Sabi ko, thank God. Thank God, di ba? Sabi ko, yun lang pala makakapagpasagot sa'yo. Alam mo, natawa na lang ako doon. There wasn't any resentment at all. Because again, I think because the person I'm with right now doesn't inspire negative feelings in me. So, nung na-receive ko yung message na yun, wala akong thoughts na good riddance. Actually, if I could, I would thank that person because if it weren't for him, I wouldn't meet this new person. Yun. So there's always a reason why you're not with someone. Diba? There's always a reason. Serial killer pala siya. Charo! O kailangan din natin pag-usapan, diba? Eh yes, yeah, ano yun?
Sa lahat ng pinagdaanan mo, pinagdaanan natin, I just wanna know, baka kasi if ever the listeners, may listener tayo ngayon na, you know, who's going through a heartache or a heartbreak, how did you cope with the heartache? Diba syempre, kasi malungkot ka rin. Nalungkot ka even if, paano ba, how will I say this? Sometimes, sa breakup, even if you're the one who left,
it's the most painful. Ano rin, it's even more painful, yeah, when you, if you're the one who left that other person, mas masakit. Ikaw yung namili eh.
Yeah.
Ikaw yung nag-decide.
Diba? So, may pain eh. So, how did you cope up with the heartache? Ano ginawa mo?
First, cry. If you really want to cry, cry it out. You have to. You have to cry. You have to let it out. I guess self-care is the first thing. If you need to sleep it off. If you need to eat. If you need a couple of days to yourself to process it, take it, you know. Watch your favorite movie, diba? Watch your favorite movie. What else? Cheesy as it sounds, go to the gym. Go to the gym. For me, establishing a regular workout routine, whether you're at the gym or you're working out at home or even walking outside, being active kasi prevents you from thinking about those dark thoughts in your head. Diba? What else? If you really decided to leave this person, you have to stick with the decision. Bawal po ang marupok. Bawal po yung marupok.
Yes. Bawal ang marupok-pok, yeah, guys.
Maging pok-pok. Basta was safe at with consent, why not, di ba? Pero yung marupok, yeah, that's another...
Bago yung isip, yeah, na, break kayo, tapos okay na naman, yeah, kayo, tapos break na naman
that
kayo.
That person who was calling me for like months after we broke up, of course, in my heart of hearts, may part doon na, oh, hinahabol niya ako, ang saya naman. May ganon. And there were really moments, honestly, that I wanted to cave in and see this person. Sobrang pogi din kasi nun, Roman.
Sobrang yummy. One last time.
Sobrang yummy naman kasi nun si Sir Den. Kaya parang...
Take more, Charing.
Well, girl, dinilit ko na. Kasi talagang okay na ako ngayon. So, dinilit ko na. Pero honestly, there were moments that I just wanted to cave in and see this person. Even if it was just a physical connection, I wouldn't mind. Pero I knew in my... But I knew... with myself na I'm just doing it to satisfy a need, it wouldn't, yeah, amount to anything good. At the same time, it would land you in the same shit as before. Parang tinapakan mo na ulit yung tae, ma'am. So,
ako naman ayoko sa ganun. It will make things complicated eh. Ito na naman tayo, inaayos na nga. Ako ah, naayos ko na eh. Iaantay ko na naman. Tapos what if it gets more complicated? But paano ko umasa siya?
Yeah. And there are, ano, yeah, there's nothing wrong about giving someone a second chance. Kaya nga may popoyat pa siya, di ba? Kaya nga may popoyat pa siya. Every situation is different. Kasi if you do want to go back to that person, you have to let them know na you're expecting something better. Make this chance worth it. Yun yun dapat.
Yes.
So, yun lang yun. Kung ikaw ay babalik sa bad situation, you already knew before, especially kung ikaw nakapag-break, kung alam mo na nababalik ka doon, kailangan, expectations have to be set na, I left because of this, but I will stay if we work on this. Diba? And if you know na hindi pa rin okay, again, choose yourself. Always choose yourself. Diba? Mga moms, may vibrator. Yes. Choose yourself. I-recommend. Sure, may i-recommend ako. Promo code.
May bagong sponsor.
May bago tayong sponsor. Sino mo alam ko? Oy, love it. Pa-sponsor naman. Sure. Nasa online shopping platform po yan. Alam nyo po, meron dong isa.
On our next episode, pag-usapan yan. Na yun. Pero totoo yun, love yourself din talaga. Because if you don't choose yourself, wala, mauubos ka. Totoo yun, napaka cliche as it may sound, but you have to kasi pag nagagalit ka, 'di ba? For example, nag-away kayo, nag-break kayo, 'di ba? Magagalit ka, pansin mo para kang pagod. Physically din because anger is draining. Nakakapagod siya. Nakakapagod magalit, nakakapagod umiyak.
Overthinking is exhausting.
That's why I also do what you did. Yun din ang coping mechanism ko. Kasi before, I keep forcing myself na, yeah, sige, makikipag-ayos na ako. Kasi sabi nila, diba, okay, matutulog na hindi kayo nag-usap. Okay, matutulog na hindi kayo ganyan-ganyan. But for me, I don't. I need time. So respect that. So for me, I let myself cry. Talaga umiyak ako, nagsasara daw ako ng door. I feel my pain, alam mo yon, and then I take the time and space that I need.
When you're ready to talk, then do it.
Because otherwise, mas masakit yung masasabi mong words eh. Pag galit na galit ka, diba?
Yes, what else? Please, if you have the means to do so, go to therapy. Whether you're heartbroken over someone or not, if you have the means, ang maganda ngayon, there are so many companies in the Philippines now who actually offer counseling. Diba? Meron na yan, companies, meron yan. Lyra is one organization that I know who's affiliated with a lot of companies. Sa mga BPO, sikat yan. Especially because of the pandemic, companies have realized how important mental counseling is and now it's available for a lot. If that service is available in your organization, because therapy is expensive dito sa Pilipinas, but if it's free, please avail of it, whether you're heartbroken or not. Sometimes, talking to a professional would let you realize na there is unresolved trauma in your life.
Di ba yung sabi ko nga sa umpisa, you have to work with yourself.
Exactly. Kasi sometimes, itong unresolved trauma na to, ito yung mga reason din why your relationships don't work. And I learned that through therapy na I had abandonment issues. What else? I was scared of taking the walls down kasi I've been abandoned in my childhood a lot. So I was scared of making connections. I never felt that I was attractive because my childhood, I was being abandoned. So yun pala, nung na-realize ko yun, turns out may market pala tayo kasi when I felt na hindi pala ako ang may problema lagi, hindi naman pala ako. Attractive din pala ako. I can be loved din naman pala. When I opened that door, girl, the door was wide open. the door was kicked open. Yun pala yun. Kasi, ayun, yun talaga nakatulong sa akin. Working out, therapy, yun. And just doing things that you love.
Alam mo yung abandonment issues alone, ang daming tayo hindi natin nare-realize na may ganun eh. Kasi diba, minsan we try to sabotage pala yung relationship natin because we didn't know that we are afraid to be left alone. So ginagawa mo, inuunahan mo na.
True yun.
That's one. Yeah. That's just one of the many, many reasons why yung relationship, like you said, is not working. And sometimes hindi rin lang, it's not just you and it's not always them. Kasi diba, sino bang common factor ng relationship mo? Halimbawa, nakasampu ka na. Man, lagi na lahat na lang, manluloko, ganyan-ganyan. Baka kailangan mo naman tignan sarili mo.
Again, be proactive then. Look within yourself. If it's not working, you have to find out within yourself then if there's an issue with you. Plus, taking a break from dating is actually really important. Diba? Kaya nga, diba, may sinasabi silang, kaya sinasabi nilang may rebound. That's true. Because, this is something I learned from, shout out kay Kuya Pao from 39 Going 40. I realized after,
hi, Pao.
Yes, Kuya Pao, diba? So, I realized when I told him about my issues, he put it into perspective na sabi niya, Marga, you're still grieving over your last breakup. And since you are angry at the situation, that anger is pushing you to seek validation from someone else. You know, dating other people has made, that anger has made you date just anyone just to fill a hole, so to speak. to fill a hole. Yeah. Di ba? Tapos nung sinabi niya yun, sabi ko, shit, oo nga, no? Kasi pag na-break yung heart mo sa isa, maghahanap ka ng someone else na ipapa-feel good ka. Pero you have to live. You have to live with that pain for a while. Diba? I was really stupid after that breakup. I was really stupid. Pero I'm okay naman. I'm safe, you know. One more thing, kung magpapakapokpok ka, be safe, please. Be safe. Get tested. Alam mo,
be please safe. Please refer to our previous episode.
Yes. What else? Get tested, diba? Go to Love Yourself. It's an organization, you know, get tested and be safe. Ayun. Yun pala talaga siya. Stages of grief, you have to go through that. Denial, anger, bargaining. Oh my gosh.
Because heartache is a loss. It's a, diba?
Yeah, it's a loss.
You lose someone. How much are you talking, sis? 27 in this maturity.
Yeah. Asa na ba yung anti-love drug? Shut up! Sir Brian, baka naman po marirelease na yun sa mercury drug yung anti-love drug mo.
Mercury drug talaga. O sige, para sa last question natin, Marga. How did everything change your perception on love and relationship after going through those things?
First thing is I changed the way I looked at dating apps.
Mm.
I know people might say na jologs ako for doing this, but I paid premium on Bumble. The app you use is very important. So Tinder, I don't mess with that kasi unsurprisingly, medyo baboy mga tao doon. Unsurprisingly, Facebook dating is a nightmare, so don't use that either. Bumble kasi, most of the users on there are iOS users. iPhone. So, medyo mas ka-level mo sometimes, yung mga na doon. If you pay premium kasi, you would see the people who like you. Hindi lang na makakapag-usap kayo pag nag-match kayo pareho. Dapat pareho kasi kayong mag-swipe right sa isa't isa para mag-usap kayo, para mag-match kayo. I did premium because I did not want to swipe right anymore. Alam mo, yung going through a list, I don't want to go through guys anymore. I just want to see the people who like me first. Kasi plus size ako eh. I'm not typically attractive to a lot of guys, especially sa Pilipinas. Diba? So gusto ko malaman kung sino yung nag-like sa akin. That's how I used it for a bit. And it helped kasi at least pag nag-match kami ng tao, I like this person. So sige, I will now choose that person. I will swipe right. When we chat, at least I would know that this person liked me first. That's how I met the person that I'm dating now. Ikaw una nag-like sa akin, wag ka. Ganon, ikaw una.
Oo, hindi na siya parang ruleta na whoever this is, let's try. But
ganon. Still, if you don't have the means to pay for a premium, that's okay. It's just exhausting. So for me, if you can afford, may mga promo naman yan, yung 3 months na premium. Ayun. What else? What has changed? Iba kasi talaga. Iba kasi talaga when you meet someone na okay kayo. One thing that my friends noticed is that I don't make excuses for the guy I date anymore. Kasi before, kunyari medyo heartbroken ako. Ay, kunyari gustong-gusto ko yung tao. Of course, you want to tell your friends about that person. You don't have to kind of pretend na everything's okay.
And you pinapad mo rin minsan yung story.
Oo, parang may, not padding, pero you would tell them about the good things, pero the really bad things na mas common siyang nangyayari, hindi mo makwento. Diba? Pero when you're with someone who really gets you, and ikaw din, okay ka din sa kanya, na mutually you really like each other, you don't have to pretend. Diba? Pag tinatanong ako ng closest friends ko, oh, kamusta ka? Kamusta kayo ni ganito? Ganon. Sabi ko, we're okay. Ganon lang. We're okay. Walang maraming story na, oh, ganito siya. Hindi. When they just ask, yeah, I'll tell them, sorry, yeah, this is how he is, ganon. Pero ang gaan ng loob ko, even when I talk, di ba, sometimes, di ba?
Yeah.
Ibang-iba, yeah. Di ba? Parang, ayun. Ma, hindi ako nag-overthink. A person who doesn't make you overthink too much is a game changer. Kailangan takot. Ayun.
Panatag yung ano, kalmado.
Kalmado. There are still some issues. We fight sometimes. Pero yung mga away namin, after all of that, I still really like him. Yun kasi yun eh. And that's something that I learned pala from watching therapy videos. After fighting, you still have to tell each other na you still want to be together.
Yeah.
So on the rare instances that we do disagree, I still tell him after, uy, just to let you know, I still like you. Ganun. Kailangan yun eh. Kasi para, alam mo yun, at the end of it, alam yung gusto nyo pa din. Oh my gosh! Ang dami ko na nasabi, hindi ko na ito papadala sa kanya. Hindi ko na.
Pakinig ka at mag-subscribe.
Mag-subscribe naman. Ano naman, pa-share. Sabang private na nito. Hindi na-share.
Yeah. Diba, ang dami niyang dami mo nang na-realize pala. Dami mo nang, I mean, it changed your perspective. It changed your the way you handle things, your relationship, yeah. Which made it better, diba? For me naman, I mean, now when we fight, for example, I fight with my sisters or I fight with my husband, I can speak my mind. Kasi dati hindi eh.
Oh.
Nagagalit lang ako. Pero hindi ko masabi na, eh kasi naman ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos, I parang napapansin ko, pag may sinabi sa akin, hindi ako nagagalit agad. Mm. Na ngayon. Hindi talaga masyado nag-iinit ulo ko. Parang, ang kalmado ko. Mm. Which is nagulat niya ako at first. Kasi, sino to? Kasi in my head, I'm assessing things. So, hindi ako nagre-react agad.
Oh, that's good.
That's growth. Yeah, so, sabi ko nga, yeah, and also, yung fact na pwede, na nasasabi ko na kaya ako nagagalit kasi blah, 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 blah. Without reasoning. It's like, okay, sige, fight. We fight. Fight! Yeah. And then you stop. And then you say sorry. And I'm sorry with what I said kasi I feel this way.
Yeah.
Ang tagal, sis, lalo na sa marriage namin, more than 10 years. Imagine that. For someone na katulad ko na sobrang maingay, madaldal, but when it comes to my emotions, I'm not vocal. Oh. So that for me is really growth.
Yeah.
Kasi nabago yung relationship dynamics namin.
Oh, that's
cool. Parang, oh sige. Yeah. And ako, proud ako sa part na yon. Kasi nga, ang hirap eh when you, kasi most of the time pag nagagalit ako, iniisip ko pa rin, eh baka isipin nila masyado akong sore loser, ganyan, ganyan. Now, hindi na.
And again, in a relationship, whether it's your friends, your family members, your significant other, there has to be improvement in relationships. Sabi mo nga, di ba, it's not true that people should never change in a relationship. No, growth and change is constant. What's important is that yung change na yun, you're able to communicate how to navigate that change better. Kahit na nag-argue kayo about it, pero at least when you argue, you're also able to talk sensibly about why it has to be improved. And you find a way to make it work, especially if it's something that you really want to make it work well.
When you're in a long-term relationship, minsan, kahit gaano kayo katagal magkasama, hindi mo pa rin kayang sabihin on their face na, alam mo kasi yung problema mo, ganyan. Yun. Ang hirap eh. So you have to cross a certain line na talagang, oh sige, I will make this work. Parang, sinasabi mo nga, at the end of the day, this is a relationship. We choose each other. So this is how it's gonna work. It may not be as pretty. It may be like, not what they say on books, what they do on TV.
It's never perfect.
This is the reality. Yeah. Tapos yes, ano na ako, sis, yung perspective ko sa love is, mas realistic na talaga. Ang dami nang natanggal from the while reading books, watching TV series, etc. It, for me, it's always a romantic execution of what really love is. Kasi sabi ko nga, kakapost ko lang, real love is not as glamorous.
Yes. And even though it's not glamorous, but it's yours. It's yours. Every relationship is different.
Nakatawa kasi yung friend ko. Natatawa ko sabi niya. Men are trash. Yes, but that's, for me, that's my trash.
Yeah, exactly. Diba?
Right? So, yeah. Diba? You see the
pwede
growth?
Pwede ba i-recycle? Tsara, pwede ba i-recycle? Kunasan, diba? Yung mga ganun. So,
balabahan, ganyan. Yes.
And also, for, again, for these heartbreaks, some are harder than others. But I hope na if your dream is really to find someone, you cannot be scared forever. You have to keep putting yourself out there. It's something that my straight friends tell me, yung mga guy friends ko na straight. So, sabihin talaga nila na, Marga, believe ako sa'yo kasi you do put yourself out there. You're not scared to. And that's important kasi if you really want someone in your life, you have to take the risk. Hindi po to ano, hindi po to star cinema movie na nasa ilalim kayo ng puno ng mangga tapos mag-twinkle at tatapos bigla yung lasa ng mangga.
May direct cut. Ano yung sino ka mulina?
Oo, hindi po to katulad ni ano, direct cut, 'di ba? Hindi po to binibining Joyce Bernal film. Yeah. It's not magic na the person you admire will just look at you one day and like you back. No, you, if you really want something to happen, you do have to take charge, diba? Especially for women, Filipino women, people might think that women who make the first move are slutty and are waiting for
one. Yeah, my God.
2023
na, huy.
Yeah. First of all, there's nothing wrong in making the first move as long as you do it not well, but as long as you do it with your own conviction. Alam mo kung anong ginagawa mo? Alam mo dapat. Alam mo dapat na sa sarili mo ito mangyari. And respect yourself. If it doesn't work out, it's okay. Diba? You have to be kind to yourself din kasi. And you have to give yourself a shot. Diba?
Yes. You have to be proactive. Yun.
Saka,
proactive ka na.
Tsaka kung mag-online dating ka, ma'am, ingat-ingat tayo sa mga scammer. Kung humihingi ng GCash, na tinawag ka agad.
Grabe,
ng,
GCash.
Mag I love you agad sa'yo in the first 3 days. Naku, ma'am, hinay-hinay tayo dyan. Ang totoong relationship, hindi kayo na-in love in one day. Hindi siya ganyan.
True.
It's growth.
Naku, abangan. Girl, abangan nila yung episode natin on dating.
Oo nga pala. Ito na po pala yun. Kasi naman, yun ko na talagang natutunan, ma'am. Yung mga Tinder swindler moments na yan. Diyos ko.
Oh my God. Abangan nyo yung mga isa-share namin. Ilalabas na naman namin. Maghahalungkat muna kami ng baol ni Marga. Tapos, isa-isahin namin yung mga experience
after,
namin.
After ng season na to, sabihin nila, wala na po kaming respeto para kay Roma at kay Marga.
Okay lang, basta mag-click, makinig kayo tsaka mag-subscribe.
Oo, tsaka may matutunan kayo.
Also, okay lang kayo, walang respeto.
Diba, they can comment naman on the socials, diba? If they have stories for the stories about themselves, if they have comments about the things we say, my gosh, let us know, diba? Pwede rin kayong chumika.
Yes.
Diba?
As we close this, Marga, I wanna share this very, sobrang maikli lang to na sentence from Rosie Wilby. Sometimes we have to sit with sadness for a while before we feel ready for a transformative new start. When we are heartbroken, we want something new. We want someone new to make us feel better. Sometimes, you know, you have to stay there. Tambay ka lang ng konti. I-process mo.
Surround yourself with people who love you. Diba? Or if you need to be alone for a while, that's okay. But if you need help, you can always reach out. You can. Always. Heartbreaks are a part of life, unfortunately. And also, just because a relationship ends does not mean you're unlovable. It was just not the right kind of love for you at the time.
Kaya pakinggan nyo maigi, ulit-ulitin nyo yan. At isend mo tong link ng episode na to someone who is going through a heartbreak or someone who needs to listen to this episode. Baka makatulong. Mm.
Or kung gusto lang niya mabuisit sa amin, pwede rin.
That is so true. Maraming maraming salamat sa pakikinig. This is Roma.
And this is Marga.
Thanks for listening. Bye!
Bye!